It's reopening day for some Boston office buildings as phase one of the state's coronavirus recovery plan continues. It's also the start of a critical stretch that will determine whether Massachusetts can move on to phase two next week. For more, we turn now to WBUR's Callum Borchers, who joins us live at this morning. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So today's return by some Boston office workers is the last big step of reopening phase one, but it's not a full-scale reopening, right? And what rules are in place for companies that are bringing back workers starting today?
Well, you're right. It's definitely not full scale. Just like the offices in other parts of the state that were allowed to reopen last week, Boston offices can fill to no more than 25% of their regular capacities. And of course, there are safety measures that are standard by now. Facial coverings, 6 feet of distance between people. One of the special challenges in Boston, though, is that there are more large office buildings than in other cities and towns in the state. And even with just a quarter of the workforce, some towers in Boston could still have hundreds of people coming in, touching doorknobs and elevator buttons. So the cleaning regimens will be critical, Bob.
All right. It's worth noting that offices in Boston don't have to reopen today. This is the first day that they have the option to open, and some are choosing to stay closed.
Well, that's right. So companies like MassMutual, State Street, Wayfair have said they plan to keep the vast majority of their employees working from home. And that's exactly what public officials are hoping for. You know, Governor Charlie Baker continues to encourage remote work whenever possible. And Boston Mayor Marty Walsh told WBUR last week that he doesn't expect a quarter of the city's office workforce to come back this week, even if that's what's permitted.
I think it'll be a phased reopening. I think a lot of offices are going to be cautious about how they reopen. But I think we will see more activity, definitely.
Now, one of the reopening limitations to keep in mind here is public transit service.
So I presume that there will be more commuters in Boston this week than there have been lately. Is the MBTA increasing service for mass transit?
It's not yet. So subway and bus lines are still running on a weekend schedule, as they have throughout the first phase of the state's reopening process. And the commuter rail is also running on a reduced schedule. So office workers heading back this week should check their routes, because trains and buses may not come at the usual times. The T doesn't plan to increase service until phase two, but even then it won't be back to full service. And the T is also using an enhanced cleaning regimen right now, and has for a while.
Let's talk a little bit about phase two, because it includes activities a lot of people and businesses are looking forward to, including dining at restaurants, booking hotels, taking kids to playgrounds, just to name a few. Explain why today and the days ahead are important to the phase two timeline.
Well, today begins a 6-day stretch of close public health monitoring, and if it goes well, phase two can start next Monday, June 8th. Governor Baker says he'll make that decision on Saturday. Now, just a reminder of what his administration is tracking. There are 6 key metrics, and the state labels each one green, yellow, or red based on progress. 2 are green right now, which is good, so the state's coronavirus testing capacity and the percentage of people testing positive. Those are green, but the other 4 categories are yellow, which means there's some improvement, but still a way to go. For example, the number of people dying of COVID-19 is trending down overall, but we're still seeing occasional spikes. You know, 79 people were reported dead yesterday, which was the most in 9 days. We don't know exactly where these numbers need to be for the Baker administration to give the go-ahead on phase two, but we know this needs to be a good week.
We should note at this point the peaceful protests in Boston last night over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the protests which turned violent in Boston last night with the clashes between the protesters and police later on in the evening.
Yeah, I mean, this relates to the battle against the coronavirus, Bob, because thousands of people here in Boston and other cities have felt compelled to cast aside physical distancing and protest in large groups. I want to play just a bit of WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reporting from Boston Common last night.
Demonstrators are marching up to the Capitol building from Boston Common. Down the corner is Starbucks, and the workers are putting up plywood panels to protect the windows. One worker said to me, just in case.
So you really get a sense of the scene there. And yes, many protesters have worn masks, but as I mentioned, physical distancing kind of gets cast aside in a group demonstration like this. Now, staying 6 feet apart hardly seems like the most important thing under the circumstances, but the coronavirus pandemic is the backdrop for pretty much everything right now. And you also heard Bruce mention some concern by businesses in the vicinity, and there was some property damage reported last night. So these demonstrations, business operations, public health, It's all connected right now, Bob.
All right, and we'll find out about the fallout, about the lack of physical distancing from the protest in the weeks ahead. We assume WBUR's Callum Borchers. Callum, thanks a lot.
Glad to be with you.